All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District. Today's February 3rd, 2026. It's 11:34 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
John Lewis.
Shane Dunleavy, Vice Chair.
Jeff Reese.
Amanda,
I
Derek,
am
you're
with Pinnacle Consulting Group.
Amanda Castle, Pinnacle Consulting Group.
Derek, are you there?
Yep, Derek with Pinnacle Consulting Group.
Great, thanks, Derek. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our December meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I reviewed them, and I'll make a motion to accept the December minutes.
Great. Thanks, Shane.
I'll second it.
Thanks, John. Sorry, Jeff, he beat you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Amanda, I'll turn it over to you for the next two.
Wonderful. Thank you. Would you like me to share my screen for this?
Yes, if you could. Okay. That
Perfect.
Way you can cover when you need to move stuff.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, can you remind me, are payments first or is this?
Yes, payments are first.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, then I will start sharing my screen here. Okay. My apologies here. I don't know. I think it's the screen here. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get it to share my screen. And I don't know which screen.
$5.
Okay.
Adventures first stop.
So let me see.
Adventures more fun than you have a friend. That's why
John, could you mute?
What's that?
Could you mute? There's a lot of background noise.
Okay. So Amanda, you're on your Outlook.
Okay, thank you. Mike, it's for some reason it's not.
If you need me to put it up, I will.
I just can't get it. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, goodness gracious. All right. Now that I've officially shown my age, my child would definitely be making fun of me. I've got for your review and approval the claims that Mr. Jensen was talking about before. So we can see here the admin fund, we had $27,587.48 there. And then out of the construction fund, obviously those major expenses for a total of $30,495,712.84. If there are any questions on any of that, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, I think we just need a motion to approve.
Board, any questions?
I'm just looking at it real quick. Is there anything that jumps out at me? I don't have any questions.
Okay. Did I get a motion then, Shane?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to improve the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District 2025 payments.
Sorry, I'm just not seeing how they add up. Sorry to not second it, but oh,
so
there we go. There we go. You just had to scroll up. I see it now. Okay. I second the motion.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous.
Wonderful.
All right, Amanda, quarterly reports or financial, sorry.
Yeah. So we have prepared the financial statements as of December 31st, 2025. For that quarter, we ended with total current assets of just over $39.7 million, a majority of which is cash primarily in the construction and capitalized interest fund. The district had some capital expenses last year, so you'll see this CIP of $37.9 million, and that is then offset by your bonds payable and accounts payable totaling $76.9 million. In total, the district ended the year with total liabilities and fund balance of 73.6 million. If we look at the general fund, you'll see that you had interest and other income of $3,779, offset by total administrative expenditures of $49,821, which was in line with the 2025 budget of $50,000. This transfer here from the capital fund is for the working capital or admin fund associated with those general expenses. And at the end of the year, there was still $106,000 left in that account for future administrative expenses. If we look at the debt service fund, you'll see interest and other income of $465,000, offset by the bond interest expense of 2.6 million, and then that transfer from capital of $18.7 million. That 18.7 is primarily associated with the necessary funds for capitalized interest and the debt service reserve. Those will help to ensure that we can continue to meet those bond interest payments until we have collection of other revenues. With that, the district had just over 16.5 million remaining in the debt service fund at year end. And finally, in the capital projects fund, you'll see that interest and other income of $767,000, offset by capital outlay of almost $38 million. That capital outlay was funded by bond proceeds of $69 million. And like I said previously, we had transfers to the general and debt service funds, and then cost of issuance of $1.7 million on that debt. At the end of 2025, the capital fund had an ending balance of $11.5 million, which will be utilized to help fund future capital expenditures. I know there's quite a bit of information there, but if there are any questions, I would be more than happy to answer them. If not, I'm looking for a motion to approve.
Thanks. Can you scroll back to page one, please?
You got it. The balance sheet here.
Yes, there was something I saw that jumped out at me. Okay, under the fund equity, fund balance, restricted and unassigned. Can you just define what those are?
Yep, it's just the amounts that are sitting in funds that have restrictions attached to them, your debt service fund capital, et cetera. So those capitalized interests, your required reserves, those are restricted for future use. And then unassigned is more of the administrative balance that you can utilize as necessary.
Okay, thank you. It's the only
You're
question I
welcome.
had.
My question is the construction fund of 18.9 versus the next page down
Yep.
where
That's
it
the difference being
says,
the 11 million.
yeah.
Yeah, I believe the difference is that you've got this construction fund of 18.9 and you have accounts payable of 7.4 million. So that accounts payable is showing as an expense, but it hasn't yet reduced the cash balance because it truly hasn't been paid yet. And because of that, your cash is showing higher, but the true balance with that accounts payable is that 11 million that you see.
And the accounts payable, where's that?
Yep. So if we scroll down to our capital fund, that accounts payable is built into these capital outlay expenses. So there was, I'm assuming there was a requisition or something that happened at the end of the year,
Yeah,
and
right.
those amounts hadn't yet been released for payment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
Yep.
that makes sense. Thanks.
You're welcome. There are no other questions. I think we could entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Hey, good
Perfect.
job on spending everything down, guys.
That's
That's impressive.
the easy part.
That's a lot of money getting spent. I love it. It
We got
means
a
you
lot of
guys are
projects.
building. Yep. All right, here is the interlocal I talked about. So again, Utah Local Governments Trust is a co-op. They've just asked us to become a member. So no, our The liability insurance stays the same. Crime policy. We are going to a crime policy. Have I talked about that before? So Candace right now has a treasurer's bond, and that's pretty much fixed. So the crime policy is going to cover everybody now, not just Candace. So it'll cover everybody. And as we spend down the budget, as the budget lowers, the premium lowers as well, which is a good thing because right now it's just set for Candace at a normal rate that it's always going to be at. So it never moves. So, okay. If you guys are good, then I could get a motion to approve resolution 2026-01.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution dash 2026-0. I'm sorry, 2026-01.
Thanks, Shane.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything for us?
I don't have anything. John, do you have anything?
No, I'm good. Good job, guys.
Okay, I've got a couple things. So, John, I'm going to send you a budget report to file. Basically, all that says is we adopted the budget and we send that to the bondholders. So that just needs your signature. And then, John and Jeff, I'll send you to the budget resolution for adopting the 25 budget and then this interlocal that we just approved.
Okay.
So, Jeff, you'll have two coming to you. John, you'll have three coming to you.
That's a DocuSign.
Yep, that'll be the share files.
All right.
Perfect. Okay. Shane, you're off the hook.
Sweet.
And then just so you guys know, I'll send the fourth quarterly report to get the development update. Candace usually handles it, so I'll send it to her, but I'll CC you guys just so you know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. There's
Sounds
nothing
good.
else. Motion to adjourn.
All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Hold a
Shane.
second.
Sorry,
Bye.
John. Jeff beat you out. Got to give it to Jeff.
Damn.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Hey.
Bye.
All right. Good to see you guys as always.